I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
China aid highest under Duterte, data show. The Philippines received more assistance, donations and investments from China during the administration of President Rodrigo Duterte, compared to his predecessors, data showed. Based on compiled data by the Manila Times from the Philippine Statistic Authority, PSA, Banco Central ng Pilipinas, BSP, and the National Economic and Development Authority, NEDA, Duterte's rapprochement with China led to a 382% increase in approved foreign investments from the time of former President Benigno Aquino III. The data runs contrary to claims by critics that Filipinos have gained little if nothing from the foreign policy of the previous administration. In the years of the Aquino administration, from 2011 to 2015, the Philippines received a total of $43 billion worth of investments from the Chinese government. From 2017 to 2021, the Duterte government brought in $164.64 billion in investments from China. This includes the 2 years, 2020 and 2021, when the world was struggling with the COVID-19 pandemic. In 2019 alone, the Philippines received $89.64 billion worth of investments from China, more than double the combined amount received during the 5 years of the Aquino government that have been included in this study. There were more Chinese investments received by the country at the height of the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020, $15.8 billion, than in each of the 4 years of the Aquino administration, 2012, $3.8 billion, 2013, $1.7 billion, 2014, $12.5 billion, 2015, $3.5 billion. The figures included during the administration of Aquino were those from 2011 to 2015, since 2010 was a shared year with former President Gloria Macapagal-Arroyo, while 2016 was a shared year with Duterte. On the other hand, the figures included during the Duterte government were those recorded for 2017 to 2021, since 2016 was a shared year with Aquino and 2022 was a shared year with President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Among the projects that reached various stages of development are the $5.4 billion investments in the third telecom player Dito China Telecom Partnership, the 250-megawatt South Pulangi Hydroelectric Power Plant Project in Damalog, Bukidnon, the $1.5 billion petrochemical refinery processing plant complex in the Tubalan Cove Business and Industrial Park, the $40 million collaboration to promote indigenous, new and renewable energy resources, and the $500 million construction of infrastructure for nationwide Wi-Fi connectivity. Some projects were delayed due to the pandemic or blocked for political reasons. The Philippines also received higher official development assistance, ODA, from China during the time of Duterte than during the incumbency of Aquino. The grants the Philippines received from China rose by 81.83% from the time of Aquino to Duterte, from $1.56 million to $127.66 million. The projects covered by the grants from China during the Duterte government include the Binondo Intramuros Bridge in Manila and the Estrella Pantaleon Bridge in Mandaluyong City. In addition, the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, extended $2.4 billion in loans during the Duterte administration. It was under the Aquino administration that the Philippines became one of the founding members of AIIB. Covered by China development loans during the time of Duterte were the Metro Manila Flood Management Project, the Chico River Pump Irrigation Project, the new Centennial Water Source Kaliwa Dam Project and the Samal Island Davao City Bridge. There were also numerous donations that China extended to the Philippines during the Duterte administration, including P1 billion in rescue and relief equipment for the Marawi rehabilitation, P169 million in 3,000 assault rifles, ammunition and accessories, 12-meter-long boats and 30 rocket-propelled grenades, RPG, launchers that was delivered during the height of the Marawi crisis, and other disaster and relief assistance including 10,000 tons of rice that were distributed to the families affected by the series of typhoons, and medical supplies and vaccines during the pandemic.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.